Morning, everyone. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. We'll go ahead and get started with the performance that we saw. It was a mostly positive day. If we take a look at this custom column here, with the NASDAQ composite leading the way to the upside, up almost 2.5%, followed by the S&P 500 index up 1.96%. Besides that, only two names landing in negative territory were a couple of fixed income representatives. So looking at the ag there, that fell 36 basis points, and TLT, that kind of longer term treasury bond ETF, falling almost 8%. We'll start here with a technical indicator update. We're looking at the bullish percent for the S&P small cap 600. So small cap representatives did get a reversal back down into a column of those, now showing 36% of stocks within that universe sitting on point and figure buy signals. Not necessarily a good sign when you consider that this kind of period in X's capped out at 42%, really couldn't gain any ground there. So we'll keep an eye out on developments for small caps. Of course, small caps, we like to see them participating in upside action for a healthy market. So if we see further downside participation for small caps, that would kind of speak to the general leadership, if you will, versus kind of the soldier leadership across the board for the market. Moving over into a couple of point and figure trends. Chart development, starting with the NASDAQ composite NASD, with yesterday's action was enough to get us back into a column of X's here. This is technically the action point on a shakeout pattern. Shakeout is a bullish pattern where you form a double top but don't break it, reverse back down, break a double bottom. We get our reversal back up into X's. Completion of the shakeout would be there at 12,300. I'll echo my colleague Will. He mentioned this on our podcast yesterday as well in the morning call on Wednesday, I believe. More stout resistance, or I think kind of the more notable line in the sand is this resistance at 12,200. Not only the highs for 2023, but also kind of the highs for September of 2022. So 12,200, for whatever reason, seems to be the location where sellers step in. So if we can move past that, would be overwhelmingly constructive for the NASDAQ composite. Moving over into the S&P 500 index also was enough to get a reversal back up into X's on its default chart to a chart reading of 4,120. Overwhelmingly constructive action here for the S&P 500. Two consecutive buy signals moving back into a positive trend back in March of this year. Now putting in a series of higher tops and higher bottoms, support offered just above the middle of the trading band at 4,060. If we're looking for a bearish talking point, it's that we've got plenty of resistance above, first at 4,160, and then the highs for the year at 4,180. We'll flip the strip and talk about a bullish talking point. It is nice to reclaim on the chart, at least kind of our December highs, if you will. Moving over into another development that we saw, we're looking at the S&P equal weighted index versus the S&P cap weighted index here on a relative strength chart, 2%. So this is a little bit more sensitive than our traditional 3.25 or 6.5 scales. But nonetheless, we saw a reversal back down into O's. Again, this is going to favor this reversal cap weighted names. So we're still on a consecutive four buy signals in favor of equal weighted names, but at least in the short term, right? We've seen some of our cap weighted names take the helm, if you will. So again, this makes sense. We've seen some big run-ups into earnings. We've seen Microsoft do well. We've seen Meta do very well. So we're looking at some larger names that are you know, performing well. That's kind of been enough to reverse us back down in favor on a sensitive chart. So keep an eye out on that 3.25 scale. Just wanted to bring this to your attention. We are seeing some kind of start to that move, if you will. Moving over into a couple of different earnings report action. Of course, no, David mentioned Amazon yesterday. Before they reported earnings, we had AMZN here reversed back, currently sitting at a kind of a price of 107. They beat on top and bottom line. But, you know, we did see it from a kind of technical attribute perspective pick up a column of X's against its peer group. So it moved up from a 2 for 5 to a 3 for 5. So now technically acceptable here. And the chart is kind of supporting that, right? Four consecutive buy signals moving back into a positive trend. Strong support offered from 96 to 98. Only thing is, we are a bit overbought at current levels. So if we are looking for exposure, we might consider that on reversals back down into O's. That would be there at 104 for Amazon. A couple other names which I want to just run through very quickly. Chevron Corporation, kind of as a proxy for the energy group. They also reported here, they're also a three for fiver. They reported strong earnings as well, do remain on a buy signal and in a positive trend after earlier this month moving back into a positive trend, right just above the middle of the trading band there at 166. Don't see support for a while though. 152 and 150 is the next level. Those are the lows for 2023. If you're looking for further confirmation, most likely going to wait for a reversal back up into X's. Right now, that would come at 172. That would bring us to resistance for April. Moving over into our last stock for the call this morning, taking a look at Stryker Corporation. They report earnings on Monday, using them as a bit of a proxy for the healthcare group, which has perked up quite a bit recently. Stryker is a four for fiver here, so technically strong as well. Instructive looking technical, or excuse me, point and figure chart here with four consecutive buy signals, kind of escaping this range, moving past 280 was big for Stryker here, at least in my opinion. Only downside is that we are heavily overbought here up at the top of the trading band at 304 or so. So if you are looking for exposure, you're probably going to wait for, you know, brief pullbacks that will come at 292 there for Stryker. With that said, though, I'll go ahead and wrap up here. I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday.